Welcome to your Ethereum News Roundup. Here's your latest for Friday, March 15th, 2024. OP Labs plans to implement fault proofs on OP Sepolia. Alchemex goes live on Arbitrum 1. Uniswap releases research on Layer 2 network efficiency. And two U.S. senators request the SEC not to approve crypto ETFs. All this and more starts right after this message. This episode is made possible thanks to Optimism's retroactive public goods funding. If you'd like to support this podcast, please collect today's episode as an NFT on Base at ethdaily.io/NFT. OP Labs will integrate permissionless OP Stack fault proofs into the OP Sepolia testnet through an upcoming upgrade scheduled for Tuesday, March 19th. Bridges, centralized exchanges, and developers using custom withdrawal solutions on the OP stack will need to make logic changes due to the introduction of breaking changes. As a result of the fault-proof integration, withdrawals between OP Sepolia and Sepolia will now require a 7-day processing period. The OP stack fault-proof system consists of three main elements: the fault-proof program, the fault-proof virtual machine, and a dispute resolution game protocol. Alchemex Finance, a self-repaying lending protocol, is now live on Arbitrum 1. Users can now deposit into LUSD or LETH vaults to borrow against their collateral. Alchemex uses yield earned on collateral to repay loans. Supported collaterals include Aave USDC, Aave DAI, Aave USDT, Yearn USDC, Yearn DAI, Aave ETH, Yearn WETH, and Leidos WST ETH. The deployment on Arbitrum 1 makes Alchemex more accessible with lower fees and a 50% lower loan-to-value ratio compared to mainnet. There are initial deposit caps set at $100,000 for USDC and 200 ETH for ST ETH. Alchemex's LUSD stablecoin will remain backed by liquidity on Ethereum mainnet. Uniswap released research on the advantages of Uniswap transactions on Layer 2 networks. The research revealed that 97.5% of transactions under $125,000 performed better on Layer 2s over Ethereum. Layer 2s also demonstrated 75% greater liquidity concentration than Ethereum, leading to increased capital efficiency for liquidity providers. Thanks to lower transaction costs, liquidity providers can more frequently rebalance their Uniswap positions. On average, liquidity providers operating across the full price range on Layer 2s enjoyed roughly 20% higher arbitrage profits than on mainnet. The research data predates the Denkun hard fork, hinting at even greater efficiencies with the introduction of blob transactions. And lastly, U.S. senators from Rhode Island and California have requested SEC Chairman Gary Gensler to not approve any ETFs associated with other cryptocurrencies. They argue that other cryptocurrencies lack the necessary trading volumes, suggesting that their markets are not adequately developed to back financial instruments. In response, Coinbase legal officer Paul Grewal pointed out that Ethereum has a deep market liquidity, noting that only two stocks in the S&P 500 have higher trading volume. The SEC will need to decide on a spot Ethereum ETF by May 23rd. The first spot Bitcoin ETF was approved earlier this year. This has been a roundup of today's top news stories in Ethereum. You can support this podcast by subscribing and following us on X at ETH Daily. Also subscribe to our newsletter at ethdaily.io. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on Monday.